in making blank slate cells that act like those from embryos, a UW-Madison researcher got worldwide notice. Positive attention came not only from scientists, but from conservative politicians and groups opposed to abortion. The ability to make adult cells revert to those that James Thompson describes as ones that don't know what they want to be when they grow up was heralded as a replacement for embryonic stem cell research. Not so, says Thompson, at least not yet. He says the new cells might result in a cure worse than the disease and be financially prohibitive in some cases.
We need to roll up our sleeves and do a great deal of work here, and it's not going to happen overnight.
Thompson steered well clear of politics in what's become the latest twist in a controversial debate that may hinge on the presidential election. Amy Comstock Rick is with the Coalition for Advancement of Medical Research. She says although Republican nominee John McCain has voted to support more federal funding of embryonic stem cells, the ability to make similar acting cells from adults has led to comments the coalition finds worrisome.
He indicated in some responses to questions just last week on ScienceDebate.com that while he has not backed down from his support for human embryonic stem cell research, he indicated recent scientific breakthroughs one day will render this debate academic. And so we are very fearful.
Such advocacy groups, along with Thompson, say the government should support both kinds of stem cell research. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.